So my dad is going to be so excited about this episode.
Because we're doing the Blue Man.
That's right. Our first cryptid. Ah, we're doing a cryptid. It's weird.
It is weird.
It is. So this is the Blue Man of the Ozarks on Show Me Scares.
Secrets can lead to misunderstanding. Misunderstanding can cause fear. Everyone knows what fear can do. We are here to learn and shine the bright light of truth on these stories. You will know why. Show Me Scares.
Hello.
That's new.
I'm just going to try new ones every week.
Oh my gosh.
I'm Shayla.
And I'm Terry.
And you heard, this is Show Me Scares.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So we promised last week we had some changes coming, a little bit of excitement, fun. And so you will notice on this episode, we have a new cover art.
Yes, it's so awesome.
It is so awesome. So we adore our cover art and Crystal for doing that. But we actually worked with someone else and got another one, and we're not replacing it. But you know what? I have a really hard time with commitment, and so I'll probably just swap them out all the time. Oh, we're never going to have like a consistent cover art. So,
but this one's awesome.
It is awesome. I love it. So she sent us 3 designs. They'll all probably make it up there at some point because they were so good. And this was your friend who did this for us.
Yes.
So you can tell us who did this.
So this is Mary White, and she has her own business. It's called Firebird Creative and Design. And she's on Facebook, so give it a look if you guys are interested.
We will put all her information in the show notes so you can find her, because she's excellent and she loves doing it. Like, this was fun for her and she really wanted to. She got really excited. She's a listener and she got really excited. Like, I could really do some cool things with this concept. Mm-hmm. So
very talented.
Yes, and we love it. So we'll be doing some more work with her too in the future.
Yay.
So that's the little fun stuff. And all of those designs are going to go on the website, on the store, for merch. Yeah. So you see something you like and you will like it, you should go and buy some merch because it's really cool. We're getting face masks.
I'm excited. Have you decided which one you don't put on there?
Yeah.
Yay. I'm excited.
So we're going to talk Blue Man of the Ozarks. This is totally out of my wheelhouse.
I totally never knew about this until your pops brought it up.
I know, me either. And I mean, I'm familiar with this area, and you are too, I'm sure. And I never knew about this. But this is kind of one of those legends that has almost died out as far as the Blue Man.
So is it like a Bigfoot?
Yes.
Or
kind of. So we'll talk more about that in the story. Let's just get to the story and then we'll fill that out a little bit.
Sounds good.
So also, I did want to mention, we didn't have enough to do a whole episode on like the initial Blue Man story and kind of following him throughout his time, because it does kind of come to an end almost, maybe. It depends on who you talk to. But so there wasn't enough of that like core Blue Man story to do a whole episode. So I added a few more Bigfoot encounter stories. And then I have a couple of personal Bigfoot stories to tell from my family.
It's always your family. What the heck?
We are just crazy. That's all.
Yeah, valid.
Believers.
Oh my God.
So anyway, let's talk a Blue Man. So Bigfoot sightings are quite widespread nowadays, and they're starting to feel a lot more comfortable talking about this elusive cryptid, right? With Missouri's vast wilderness and rural areas with small populations, it's really not any surprise that this would be a perfect place for a Bigfoot to hide. You think about going back home and all the dense woods with people live out there, but they're few and far between sometimes.
Right.
Once you get out there far enough, there's a lot of woods that he could hide in and never be found. I've learned quite a lot about Bigfoot over the course of my research for this episode. I did a ton of research, months looking at this. So, for instance, northern Bigfoot have shorter, stubby fingers, where the south have much more elongated and slender fingers.
That's a weird thing to even know.
I know. And I'm not even sure if I didn't get that backwards now that I read that.
Oh, my gosh. So the fingers are different from northern and southern.
That's really the point. I don't know that you need to know exactly which one's which. Wow. I mean, consult the internet if you have a photo or something that you need to know about. They will tell you everything on there.
It's all true.
Well, they can't put it on there if it's not. Hello.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Anyway, so reports of Bigfoot-like creatures are actually quite common in rural Missouri. We are going to discuss one in particular that I, like I said, we had never heard of this until just a few months ago. And I can't believe that we haven't heard of it, except for the fact that I did read that it was kind of a dying legend. It wasn't being told anymore. A lot of people thought it was a hoax. A lot of people thought it was a lie. And they just stopped telling it because, oh, somebody made that up. It's not funny anymore. But there's so many stories. It seems weird that it's just a hoax. Or it's just like some crazy dude. Like, oh, I saw something. Like, it seems like more than that to me. But I'm such a believer in everything. I don't know. Who knows? But I'm also a skeptic, too. I don't know. I'm a weird...
I know.
I'm like a continuum, but I'm not any one spot on the continuum. I kind of bounce on both ends. That's too much information.
Anyway.
So we are talking about the Blue Man of the Ozarks. He is also called Blue Man of the Mountains, the Blue Man of Spring Creek, or simply Blue Man.
So I'm guessing he's blue.
Well, interesting that you say that. We will talk more about that as we go.
Why do you always put me off like that?
Because suspense, okay? I'm trying to keep you listening. Anyway, keep you interested.
You got my attention. Let's do this.
All right.
Continue.
All right. So I was most surprised that I hadn't heard of it because Spring Creek is where my parents went to hunt.
That's where I hunted.
Deer hunting.
Yes.
Yes. Maybe not everybody knows what I'm talking about. Deer hunting. And so I myself sat on a ridge with my little rifle gifted to me from Papa, waiting on my prize buck to walk up on me.
How'd that go for you?
No. No, no. I didn't say I wanted to talk about it.
Oh, sorry.
No, we'll talk about it because it's part of my story. So not right now, but at the end, because, you know, why bore you?
Because it's...
with my huge failure. I didn't shoot and miss, so I'm just going to put that out there right now.
Did you sleep? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't do that either. The legend of the Blue Man is just a few decades shy of being as old as Missouri itself.
Oh, wow.
That's how far back these stories go. The first sighting was all the way back in 1865.
That's crazy.
Yas.
Yas.
It's not really that crazy, but I made it a little extra crazy. There was a man named Blue Saul Collins, and he was tracking deer between Big North Fork and Spring Creek when he came up on some strange cracks. No, tracks. What? Cracks would have been weird too, but it was tracks.
Why?
I don't know. Something's wrong with me.
So why is this gentleman's name Blue?
Isn't that a weird name for a dude? I wanted to know the same thing. So... he sided with the North during the Civil War, who was the Blue Yankees, right? So they called him Old Blue because he sided with the North. I don't know that the rest of them didn't, but I would think that they didn't because they were like, Old Blue. Like, I don't know.
I guess that works.
And apparently weird, though, after the Civil War, they were like, well, let's just be friends again, I guess. Oh, it's a stupid time. Anyway, that's how he got his nickname, from what I understand. Obviously, I didn't know the man, so couldn't tell you for sure. He could only assume these tracks that he comes upon are bear tracks, but his curiosity got the best of him, so he follows them.
Why not follow something that has tracks that big? Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Yes. As he followed them, he came to a steep slope and he began walking up the hillside. He heard something up the hill from him, and he ducked behind a tree just in time to dodge a large boulder that was rolling into his path.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Several more of these large boulders came rolling down the hill. Some even crashed into the tree in front of him, like with force. He finally peered out around the tree, and he saw a very large man standing at the top of the hill. The man had to be at least 9 feet tall. This is his words. I mean, probably not exactly, but anyway. He was completely naked, except for a bit of hide around his middle and some hide that was tied around his feet.
Interesting.
Yes, like shoes. Mm-hmm. He was completely covered in black, curly hair, short, except for his face and his palms.
That's so crazy.
Uh-huh. He carried a large club, which he had been using as a lever to wrench out the big boulders.
Huh.
The creature looked at Blue and let out a terrible scream that Blue said was the most terrifying sound he had ever heard. Blue, well, he got the hell out of there.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. He went back, he gathered up several men, and they went back out to the woods to search for the creature.
Because why not?
Oh, Lordy. For the next couple of weeks, folks in the area reported losing sheep and pigs, and the men continued to search without any luck. There were other people that spotted the blue man, but no one got close enough to catch or shoot him. So apparently they gave him the name Blue Man, some assume, because it was Blues Man that he saw. That's Blues Man. Mm-hmm. That's Blues Man. And over time, it became just Blue Man.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, many people who see him, many reports of him, say that his hair is so black that it shines blue in the sunlight.
No, that makes sense.
Yes. So
they both make sense, actually.
They do. So you take a pick. But I will say there's a lot more on the blue hair thing. The excitement that surrounded the blue man faded away and the animal disappearances stopped.
So he booked it.
He was out. In the fall of 1874, he resurfaced.
Uh-oh.
Again, many farmers began noticing sheep and hogs disappearing.
He ate well.
Yeah. And he was spotted by a few people again. There were sightings again. Search parties were formed. Trackers took to the woods. But after a couple weeks, he disappeared and things went back to normal.
I wonder if they hibernate, like they just stash their food.
Me too. But, I mean, he's only seen for a couple weeks at a time. So, if so, they're also moving, mm-hmm. you know, migrating quite often. So, you would think some kind of nomadic creature that mm-hmm. just takes what he can, trying not to be noticed, moves to another area, takes what he can, tries not to be noticed. And so, they only stay a short time so that they're not drawing attention to themselves.
Right.
That's very good.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Over the next 16 years, the blue man was spotted just a handful of times. And it's said that trackers got pretty close to catching him around 1890.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Perhaps that's the reason he was not spotted in the area again until 1911.
Wow, that's a big
jump. So 21 years. Yeah. And in 1911, another search party actually wielded some interesting evidence. They found what they believed to be the den of the blue man.
Oh, shit.
I think it was a cave.
Mm-hmm.
It was littered with bones and feathers, and it had a terrible odor. There was a bed made from dried leaves and grass. Huh.
Sounds like a caveman.
I know. It sounds so cozy and cute. No.
God.
I don't know. There was no sign of the creature anywhere in the den. he hightailed it out of there when they found it. In 1915, a farmer named O.C. Collins noticed that two of his sheep did not return with the rest of the herd, and he went out looking for them. He saw the creature attempting to catch a hog before it spotted him and ran away. A couple days later, another man came across him on Spring Creek. The blue man was catching fish with his bare hands, and he chased the man away swinging a club.
Oh my gosh.
That's great.
I love it.
Get the hell out of here. This is my fishing hole. Great. He's like, you cheat anyway. I'm using my hands, dude. I'm way better than you.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he's like.
Yeah, probably. I mean, he probably didn't use the same words. I don't know.
Possibly. I'm sure he knows how to talk.
A few days later, a posse chased the blue man into a cave. The creature had been known to disappear into caves in the area before, and in this area, he had been seen catching crawfish and eating their tails.
He ate well.
Yeah, he did.
He knew how to live.
Yeah, he was in the mood for a little crawfish. Probably had him some potatoes and corn on the cob.
What?
I don't know. That's what I would do.
Gosh. We do not want to discuss how you eat.
I'm thinking crawfish boil. It sounds good. The men ventured into the cave and they found pelts and bones of several animals, as well as a nest-like bed made out with leaves and grass. But the blue man had eluded them yet again.
For being such a big person, he hightails it out without getting captured a lot.
Yes. I don't know about the validity of this report, but I saw one that talked about the year 1924, and I'm just going to read straight from it. It said, from Tater Hill to Collins Ford, and from Blue Buck to the Ava Crossing, people were searching for the blue man. Cattle weren't allowed to graze, sheep were watched by herders with rifles, and livestock was locked up at night. Nobody left their home, and churches and schools were closed. People armed with rifles and shotguns searched every nook and cranny of the area in search of the blue man of Spring Creek.
Wow, they took this serious.
Yeah, I think that was in a paper. I just saw it as like an excerpt on a website, but the way that it was written and said it, I mean, it to me, it came from a paper. The really interesting thing about this is there were many people that claimed to see the creature during the early 1900s, right? We just talked about seven stories. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of them claim during this time, this is what's weird, is because everyone saw the blue man and he was this giant, stocky, strong man covered in black hair that shined blue in the sun, okay? Well, whenever they saw him in the early 1900s, he looked different. He was now thinner, not as muscular, and his black hair was now a steel gray.
So do you think it's the same type? Well, or totally different?
That's the idea, is that the blue man's gotten old and his hair's turned gray. His muscle mass has gone away. He's not as big and bulky.
So he ages too?
Yeah. What? And like, there were some reports, and some of the reports were like out there and I just didn't share them. But there was one report that said that somebody had actually caught him at one point. And one of the reports, I don't know if it's the same one exactly, but they came upon him and they said he was just a pitiful looking creature at this point because he was so old and gray and had just aged so much.
That is very interesting.
Isn't it?
I never thought about something like that. Aging.
Yeah, I know.
Huh.
Because they're aliens. That's a whole nother shit show to get into, right?
Yeah, let's not bring something like that up.
So, anyway. A lot of people just assumed he would die and that's it. He'd be lost to folklore forever. Like, he's the only one, apparently. I mean, I guess if they see him aging, then he is the only one to them, right?
Right.
But the sightings of the blue man really didn't stop that long ago. interesting stories. David Prater is a resident of Salem, Missouri. He was interviewed for an article back in 2016. He is pretty much Dent County's Bigfoot tracker expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have talked to him. We might do that. And he's been doing this for a long time. He claims to have come across the creature once in the 70s.
Now,
1970s.
Now, Salem was pretty popular with the aliens as well. Or with the UFOs.
It's very interesting that you say that. Because he said, and I don't think I added it to the story, but because it didn't have anything to do with it. But he said, I remember seeing him back in the 1970s. And he said, of course, there was a lot of that stuff, kind of stuff going on around here at that time. Mm-hmm. And so I really got that he was alluding to the UFO stuff that was happening at that time. So you're on to something there. And so that's an interesting thought, is that at the same time that we're having all of these crazy UFO sightings, we also have a Bigfoot sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Something to think
about.
What
do you think?
I don't know. Prater says that horseback is the best way to find them. He says if you ride long enough through the woods and you're patient, eventually you're going to see one. He's that sure of it.
I'm not so sure I want to see one.
I know. Yeah, I do. He was riding on the day he saw one by a creek. I didn't get the name of the creek. He was the creature was squeezing a hedge apple and letting the juices run down its face. Like, it's so strong, it was just crushing an apple to get the juice out of it. So he gave chase, but the creature managed to get away. He described the creature much the same as Old Blue did, right down to the short, curly black hair that shined blue in the sun.
Wow.
He said it had a blue sheen, and he said it's almost like a blue halo on its head where the sun would hit it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So he also believes that the Bigfoot of the area travel, wait for this, with the wild horses in Shannon County. Mm-hmm. I think he grew up in Shannon County, so which is where we're from, is why we're like, what? So he says that they take their cues from the horses. They watch how the horses are reacting, and if the horses get upset or act in fear, they hightail it out of there too. And so then they find the horses and kind of, they just shadow them wherever they go, so they know what's up because the horses kind of cue them into everything.
Well, we know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I would think that they can probably survive without that, but it's a really cool concept anyway, right. That I thought was cute, especially since the wild horses of Shannon County is such a big deal down there.
So. People goes looking for them.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
think they would
maybe
stay away
you'll
from
see
them.
A Bigfoot.
No. Don't want to.
I've seen the wild horses a lot. I've never seen a Bigfoot. Dang it.
Did you look hard enough?
Probably not. So then there is Dr. Emmett Reary. He is a chiropractor in Salem, who unintentionally became the Bigfoot expert of the region. So here's what happened. He decided he was going to document mountain lion sightings in the area to disprove the Missouri conservationists who said that they did not live in Missouri.
I remember all that.
Uh-huh. So he put out an article in the paper asking people who had seen them or had game cam evidence showing them to contact him, please. I was so kind, please. I don't know why I added that. He might have said, give me the stupid evidence. I don't know.
I wonder if conservation believes people now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Surprising to him, he got way more claims of Bigfoot sightings than of mountain lions. And he said he's pretty much a skeptic by nature, but he couldn't deny the incredible amount of people with claims of seeing this creature. And the claims were not outlandish and crazy stories. They were actually credible,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them. So since then, he has documented over 100 cases in that area.
Oh, gosh, just in Salem?
Of Bigfoot sightings. Like, and I don't know, probably area. Like Dent, Shannon mm-hmm. County. And
that's still a lot, though, for that little area.
Uh-huh. He says the Mark Twain National Forest is very active, and that the area around Bunker actually seems to be the most active.
Yeah, because there's nothing there.
Well, yeah. Bunker.
You're cute.
I know. During his many investigations, he has found a lot of Bigfoot tracks.
A lot of tracks? Are you sure it's just not you walking through the woods barefooted? Sorry.
Yes, I have big feet.
Yes, you do.
But I don't walk through the woods up there. Although, down there. I mean... So, anyway.
Sorry.
I have giant feet.
Thanks to your mom.
Yes, my mama. It was a tiny little lady with giant feet. Love you, Mom. Anyway, thank you for that.
You're
love
welcome.
It. Love it. I can
carry
take
on.
It. So he's seen a lot of tracks out there. Might have been some of my relatives. I don't know. He has also found what appeared to be hunting blinds and shelters built with limbs and grass.
Nice.
Yeah. How cool is
when
that?
Did you learn these skills from this Blue Man guy or Bigfoot person?
Sure. There was a property just outside of Bunker where a man discovered a newly killed deer with its head wedged between the fork of a tree. What, so?
Whoops.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the deer was suspended 15 feet off the ground. Like, is it a fucking flying deer? Like, how the hell did it get up there? Right?
Right.
All right. So the man turns his four-wheeler around and rushes back home to grab his camera and his wife.
Because you gotta see this, babe. Come on.
When they returned, the deer was gone.
Okay, that's crazy.
So not only is it there, something got it down.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Soon after, the ATV trails on his property started becoming blocked by large trees that were so big they had to be removed by tractors.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they would hear weird noises coming from the woods. At night, rocks could be heard hitting the metal roof of their house.
I'd be getting the hell out of there.
So they could hear like ting, 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 ting. And then they get up the next morning and there's like the rocks on the roof of their house. Whoa.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
I know.
I'm more scared of stuff like that than I am paranormal.
You know what? But the sound of stuff hitting a metal roof is so relaxing.
Not when there's a 15-foot hairy monster outside doing it.
Well, I mean, maybe he was just like, here.
No, this is your warning is what he's doing.
Let me provide you a little music to sleep to.
You're insane.
And then he stops and I open the door and I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you are.
What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to sleep in there.
I was almost asleep. Keep it up.
No.
Maybe not. Sorry, I got my foot stuck in a bucket. This show is the worst ever. Anyway, two of the property owner's grandchildren sped home one evening, terrified. They were on four-wheelers. They swore they had just seen a Bigfoot. Now, has this man been talking about maybe there's a Bigfoot because this deer was way up in a tree? Who knows, right? I mean, that could definitely be a possibility. There was also a man weed-eating for them on their property, and he said he saw a Bigfoot while he was out there working.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He said the creature that he saw was at least 7 feet tall.
Bigfoot or Blue Man? Or is it the same?
Who knows? It's actually believed that maybe the Blue Man is like Missouri's Bigfoot.
Gotcha.
Or maybe even just that region of Missouri's Bigfoot. I don't know.
Who knows, huh?
Yeah. That's kind of the thought, though, is that
they're all over. I do believe.
There's actually another story, and I'll just go off on the tangent real quick. There is another story that used to be told by an old timer, and it's one of those folklore stories, right? About where the Blue Man came from. The legend of the Blue Man. there was a French man who came to Missouri when it was still part of Louisiana. And he brought with him his beautiful Spanish bride. Well, he traded her to the Native Americans in the area for something. I don't know what he traded her for. Probably another woman, you know, they're just dispensable. So anyway, he trades this beautiful wife for something for the Native Americans. And she kind of just went off into the woods on her own, became this wild woman. And from her sprang this new species of very large men that kind of just took off. And there was a bunch of them in the area. And then whenever settlers came back into the area, then they all kind of dispersed. And so it's a fun story. Sure. True. Probably not. But that's the folklore behind where the Blue Man came from. Then he was actually a descendant of this Spanish woman that went off into the woods and lost her mind and
went apeshit.
Kind of, yeah. And made a new species of people.
So interesting.
It's a cool story, I think, but.
So there sounds out there, but
yeah, whatever. I know. But it's one of those stories, you know, that you can see an old man sitting around telling.
See a person doing that,
trading his wife.
No, like saying "F this, I'm gone," and then go out into the woods and just live on their own. And
yeah, I can see that too.
Going crazy, or just what people think's crazy, but it's not really crazy because you just
yeah. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that story.
The way the world is now, that's probably the best place to be.
Yeah, I'm looking for a cave myself. In another case around Salem, a man claimed to hear knocks on his house at night. No, thank you.
So you want the rocks on the roof, but you're scared of the knocks?
Yeah, because rocks they're throwing, knocks they're doing. Like
they're throwing the rocks, that's doing too.
I don't know. Knocks scare me. He also later after that he found wooden 4x4 posts that were cemented in the ground broken half at the middle.
Ooh.
So like not pulled out of the concrete. He's just running them but over. Broken down from the middle. Ugh. Metal pipe clotheslines. Ooh, that's a long time ago. How big the
those are back in the day.
They were completely bent out of shape. They just randomly find these things like this.
Like a tornado went through.
Yeah. Only it was Bigfoot. There were also large handprints that they found on the garage door. I have a photo of this. And I will post it.
I will remind her, peeps.
Terry will post it. Terry is our director of marketing and social media.
Because you failed.
I am such a failure.
Anyway.
So this Reary sent the photos off to Bigfoot experts like all over the country to get their opinion. Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It's a whole thing. You don't even know the rabbit hole I've been down. Okay. I mean, I love it. I think they're fascinating. But I'm like,
what a job.
What else? What else don't I know? Why are they telling me anything? Like, we don't even want to go there. They noted that the photo showed more elongated fingers of southern Bigfoot than the shorter fingered northern Bigfoot. See? Told you. I learned that. And now you did too.
Thank you for that.
You are welcome. Class is dismissed.
Gosh.
Reary did say that he doesn't think that anyone has anything to worry about. He's never heard of a report from anyone that believed they were in any real danger from the creature. And he honestly just feels that they're just as curious about us as we are them. I say bullshit because we're all looking for them and they are they find us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, whoop, gotta go.
I'm out.
Oh, shit, she saw me. I am so getting in trouble for this one. I hope he doesn't see me on the news. I'm going to lose my Bigfoot license.
That's a good one.
I love how you cheer me on.
Keep it up, babe.
Good job. Good joke. That's great. Okay. Since
come back out of the rabbit hole.
That's so stupid. I'm gone. Since the story really wasn't that long, I thought I would look up some other stories from the area and add to it. One was by a man probably in his 40s or 50s. And I say probably because he did not want anybody to know who he was. And he was very clear that he had felt that he couldn't talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah. So his experience happened in the 1970s when he was deer hunting in Mark Twain National Forest. He was in a deer stand early in the morning when a doe came running past him at top speed. He said her eyes were like bulging out of her head. She was like terrified, running from something. And of course he's like, well, I can't shoot that bitch. She's going too fast. I mean, that's what I said. And I'm like, where the hell are you going?
But, I can't with you.
But more importantly, obviously, if you see an animal running scared shitless
you think
like
maybe
that.
Maybe you should be running too.
Well, yeah, you're like, what the hell's after them? Like, am I in danger? So of course that's what he does. He looks behind the deer and he sees what he initially thought, his first think in his mind was, well, there goes a naked black man running through the woods. And he's like, well, that's odd. And so like his mind just sees something human shaped and it's dark in color. So he's like, oh, it's black. And then he's like, wait, that's not dark colored skin. It's color covered in hair. Like, what? Because its face kind of showed. Mm-hmm. And he saw its face wasn't dark like that. It was not covered in hair. Mm-hmm. So he said, it keeps going. It runs past him after the deer. And he's like, what did I just see here?
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
I'd just be like,
So anyway, it runs past him and he hears it catch the deer and like all this thrashing, right? And he's like going, well, what happened right here? And he looks back where they came from and there's another one standing there looking at him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've got chills. So he says this creature is 20 to 30 yards from him. His deer stand is only like 4 to 5 feet off the ground.
That's not a deer stand.
No, that's like a chair. I don't know. That's not a deer stand I know of. So this creature is standing straight up staring at him when he looks back. It's covered in the same black hair, so not skin. And in the sunlight, it has a sheen that's almost blue, he said. This guy does not say anything about the blue man. He says nothing about it. He calls it Bigfoot the whole time. He never mentions blue man. So to me, that's interesting because he doesn't know about the blue man. And he's just saying, hey, I saw this Bigfoot this one time. And it's not like normal Bigfoot.
What?
He just says, I saw this Bigfoot this one time, and it's not like regular Bigfoot, because it has really dark black hair.
And he sees two.
When he locks eyes with this creature, it lets out a terrible growl before turning and running back into the woods. Ugh.
So what would you do? Would you stay in the tree stand?
I would probably just fall down and die.
Or would you book it out?
No. Because whenever I get scared, I freeze. I can't function. So I would just stand there like, that's what I would do. Just blankly staring back at Bigfoot. And then he runs away and I'm like, well I'm not going to go anywhere. Because he probably, he just caught a deer, so I know he can run faster than me.
Anyway. You have a gun.
That's true. That's what I would have done. I'm just going to, I didn't want to say it, but yes, I probably would have shot him. No, I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't. He would have ate you with the gun in your hand.
Yes, he would have. I'm worthless. Yes.
Duh. I can't imagine having that experience.
No. The man jumps from the tree stand and runs toward the house that's across the property. So he's like in the woods across the field from the house. He runs and he can hear both creatures running parallel to him, like on each side. Like, yeah. And he actually puts the gun over his shoulder and fires a couple shots and screams, "Leave me alone," before he finally breaks out of the woods into the field.
Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. The man said he'd never been so scared. And as a former police officer that had had a gun pointed at him many times, that was saying something.
Wow.
He said he kept this story to himself for years because he was a boy. I'm not sure the age because he was very vague about the whole story because he didn't want anybody to figure out who he was. And he said he ran straight to his dad on the porch and was pretty much told he was making it up. So he didn't talk about it again. He did say he talked to the owner of the property that same day because he was still shook up over it. And the owner was like, "You're really lucky that you got to see him." That was it.
What the heck?
Yeah. He's like, "Well, I don't feel very fucking lucky, I can tell you that."
I pretty well knew I was going to die.
I thought they were going to rip my arms off and play with them. Anyway, so that's that story. Interesting.
Wow, very.
Yeah, caught a deer. My fat ass is in trouble.
Truth.
Yeah. Another interesting story that I found from Dent County involved a man that never saw anything, but he heard a lot. And I don't know that this one's not scarier. So, this man was approximately 60 years old, and he worked for the U.S. government. He had spent at least 30 years in the woods camping and hunting. He was a Boy Scout leader and trainer for more than 20 years. He owns more than 80 acres in Mark Twain National Forest.
Wow.
He knows the Missouri wilderness.
I'm thinking.
Yes.
Somebody's a professional.
He knows all the noises, the bar owls that everybody likes to say sounds like Bigfoot. All those. He knows those noises, right? He knows them all. He's been there. He's heard that. So in the spring of 2005, way recent, he was spending the weekend in a hunting cabin on his property to scout for the upcoming turkey season. The nights were cool, around 48 to 52 degrees, and he slept with the windows cracked because he liked falling asleep to the night sounds. Aw, me too. So all the crickets and
tree frogs,
all that stuff. Anyway, on the first night, he turned in about 10:30. Just after climbing into bed, the night sounds stopped completely. Silence. A few minutes later, he heard a loud scream from what he guessed was about 200 to 300 yards from the cabin. Then, a few minutes after that, a scream from further off, like in an answer to the first.
Wow.
This went back and forth 4 times. Each scream, the one farther away, seemed to draw closer, and the one closer to the cabin moved away. Between the third and fourth vocalizations, he heard 3 loud bangs like a board hitting a tree. This was close to him, and it was also answered by banging from the distance as well. The last screams sounded further from him, but much closer together.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 minutes after the last scream, there was pure silence, and then the night sounds just started back up again.
That's insane.
Yeah. On the second night, he witnessed the night sounds cease suddenly again. Then, a few minutes later, something passed by the window next to where he was sleeping. The window is 4 feet off the ground at the bottom, on the outside, and it is 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide. The figure that passed by the window blocked out the moonlight completely.
Whoa.
That's big. The man was so terrified that he pulled his pistol to be prepared to shoot if he had to. He stayed as still and as quiet as possible. And then he said that I was a little confused by this because I think he contradicts himself. He said that he did not smell anything weird, like most people report the foul odor, but he did smell a scent of a wet dog.
This I feel pretty like that's foul a scent. To me.
That's what I thought. That's why I was like, all right. I mean, what's foul to you? If that's all right, I don't know. Like, maybe we shouldn't hang out. Because you stink. Then he went to the door and flipped on the porch light to look around.
Noise.
And he didn't see anything. I'm with you. That wouldn't have been my next move.
I wouldn't have got out the room.
The only way that I would have done anything is if I was like hightailing it to the car to get the flip out of there.
I would have gone outside.
Anyway, the next morning, he did search for footprints by the window and around the cabin. But the dirt was covered in dry leaves, so he couldn't see any footprints. So he said he did like a 10-foot radius around to see if he could find anything. I'm pretty sure I heard your yawn. I'm so tired of you talking. So that's the claims that I found online. And so I have some others that are a little bit more personal.
Do you now?
I mentioned at the very beginning that I hunted in these woods that we've talked about and that I had my own story. And maybe it was nothing, but I've never thought it was nothing. It's always been something to me. So I've told you this story. I don't know if you remember it because of my complete failure as a deer hunter. So I was all wound up, right? I mean, Papa got me this new gun. I was ready to go and shoot some deers and bring home some grub, like all that, right?
Oh my God.
So I go out to hunt with Mom and Dad, which I was used to hunting with Papa.
Okay, can you explain what hunting with Papa is like?
Yeah, we drive the back roads and eat sandwiches and drink coffee. It's fantastic.
Oh, I had to. I love it.
It's great. Never saw a deer once.
Oh, I wonder why. But,
so anyway, I go hunting with my mom and dad. And I feel like Dad wasn't sitting with us. I think it was, I don't even know if Mom was sitting with me. I feel like I was sitting by myself. But I don't remember that part exactly. I remember sitting on this ridge and literally like a bluff with my feet hanging over the side.
Well, that sounds safe.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, watching
the bottom.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there like,
I'm pretty sure you probably always did that too.
Yeah, I'm terrible. And I hear something and I'm like, is there a deer coming? And I can hear something walking through the woods. And I'm like, man, that sounds big. Do deer sound that big? Like, what the heck?
You're usually in a truck. You don't know.
Yeah. I don't know anything about deer. I'm just, you know, let loose out there with a gun. So I just hear this. And then I realize, like, oh, my God. I have to shoot this thing if it walks up here. Like, it hit me then that I was going to kill something. And it kind of broke my heart. And I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I can do it. I'm the worst hunter ever. And I mean, I've hunted other animals and had no problem, but the deer, I mean, it got me, man. I don't know. So then I'm sitting there and then this thing is walking up and it's like crash, bang, bang. I mean, it sounds like an army coming through the woods. And I'm like, I don't feel like a little deer does that. And then I hear like big, like tree limbs snapping. And I mean, these are big. I mean, they're like pow when they break. And I'm like, that cannot be a deer. Like, that's moose. I don't know.
It's a moose. Is this below you or is this like on the same level as you?
It's kind of on the same level.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I mean, I was sitting on a, it's not a tall cliff embankment, what have you, at all. But it's just a spot to sit. Mm-hmm. That's rock, really. But like, where it's coming from is just right here. Like, right. And I'm looking and I see nothing, because my first, after, not my first thought, but after a little while, I'm like, somebody's screwing with me. Like, Dad has walked around, which would not be smart for him. A scared 11-year-old with a gun. Don't scare them. Hello. So I just hear this thing just crashing through the woods. And I'm like, what the hell is this thing? And I can attest to the weird thing of how quiet it was. That was the only sound you heard, like silence. And the woods are never silent. Like, there's always something, you know, a squirrel or a bird or something, always. But no, it was dead silent except for that crashing through the woods. And I was like,
you don't think your mind gets focused on that sound where it blocks everything else because out around you?
What I noticed, when I noticed the silence, it was before the crashing through the woods. Oh. And I was like, well, now I'm really bored. And so, yeah, it was very weird. And that was the last time I went out there because of how creeped out I was about that place. The whole place had an eerie feeling. I didn't like it, and I didn't want to go back out there.
So did you see anything?
I never saw anything. And so that's what I was getting to, is I thought it was somebody screwing with me, but everybody out there is wearing orange, and if they're not, they're stupid. And they're just asking to be shot. There's a lot of people out there hunting, which is another reason I thought. But as close as it was, I would have seen the orange. I would have. And I never saw the orange.
You didn't see anything?
No.
Did it stop before it got to you?
It went around me.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It was crazy.
Did you smell any odor?
No, can't say that I did. But I mean, like, I was shaking, like, completely shook over this. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, I thought I was going to have to kill something, so that was bad, too. But, yeah, that's my story. I don't know what it was, but it was something. And if you would have heard...
It could have been a bear. There's a lot of bears out there.
Yeah. If you would have heard the limbs snapping, that was what sold me that it was something gigantic. Because mm-hmm. it was, like...
Not a twig you step on.
Yeah, but. Like a branch breaking out of a tree. It was so weird. I don't know. But what it was, I can't say. Mm-hmm. But I do have another story that is from my brother.
Oh.
Yes. So my dad likes to tell this great story about how he scared the shit out of my brother, Bradley. They had went hunting. My brothers are twins, Bradley and Brandon. And they had went hunting with my mom and dad. Well, Brandon hangs out with Dad. Bradley hangs out with Mom. And Brandon and Dad get back to the truck. It's getting dark. They get back to the truck before Mom and Bradley do. And so Dad has Brandon bury him in leaves, because this is what my father loves to do. And Brandon hides beside the truck to make Mom and Bradley think they haven't made it back yet. So when they walk up through there, here they come, bebopping through the woods. My dad jumps out from under the leaves. Bradley throws his gun into the air and then grabs my mother's leg like a child does. Mm-hmm. Like, falls on his butt with him wraps around my mom's leg. And my dad loves telling the story. Oh, my brother that's hiding behind the truck just fell down laughing. Like, yeah, he was done. And so my dad loves telling the story. I'm telling you, how many times have you heard it in the few years you've known him? Like 17 times. Mm-hmm. He loves this story. It's one of his best scares. That's why. And he's super proud of it.
Well, I thought went into this.
It kind of did. And so anyway, Bradley and I was telling Bradley we were going to do this story. And he was like, you know, that's why that scared me so bad. And I'm like, what do you mean? He said, they told me the story about the blue man. And he said, I knew something was out there. He said that he noticed all these like sticks tied and twisted in weird ways. And he said that he was so on edge when they got back to the truck because something had been following him and Mom like the entire time they were walking out of the woods. And they would stop, it would stop. And he said it was huge.
Oh,
it had
my
to
gosh.
Be huge because of how much noise it made. But they couldn't see anything, but they could tell something was trailing them the whole way back to the truck.
I've never heard that part.
Yeah, I know. Me either. Then he's like, something was following us, and I was scared shitless before I even made it there. And then all the stuff that was like hanging in the trees and weird stuff. And Dad said, there is a lot of weird stuff out there. And Bradley said he had the weird feeling that he didn't like it out there. And so I feel like that's a lot to say that nobody ever shared that with each other. You know, none of us were like, it's kind of creepy out there, huh? Mm-hmm. Until now, 20 years later. And we're like, oh, you felt that too? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, Dad said he has heard some big stuff come through those woods and couldn't see it, never saw it, but he could hear it. And he said there's just weird stuff out there.
I've heard weird screams out there.
Ah, see?
But
I think he said something about hearing weird screams.
But I think it was panthers.
Oh, maybe.
I've seen a bear out there as well. I was walking out Spring Creek, and on the ridge I was walking to, a bear came off from, so I decided to go on the other ridge.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, had that experience of weird feelings. But you know me, I don't really...
Yeah.
Let myself feel that stuff. Yeah. Legit.
No, my dad actually said, it's like walking into the Blair Witch Project, like, because of all the crazy stick figures mm-hmm. and stuff that's out there. And I don't know who does that, but y'all need to quit it, because that's creepy and everybody thinks it's Bigfoot.
It probably is.
Or but aliens.
But I get, there's so many hunters out there that you think they... If there is a blue man or a Bigfoot, they wouldn't stay out there because there is so many hunters.
I know. It does seem kind of weird because it's...
Heavy, it's populated.
Yeah, it's a very popular place to hunt. I mean, but also, why would the deer stay there?
Truth.
Dumb.
Because there's people like you out there that doesn't want to shoot them.
That's like, oh, honey, I'm going to hurt you. I'll eat you if somebody else does. But anyway, that is Blue Man of the Ozarks.
Very cool.
Was that fun or what?
It was.
Our first cryptid. I feel like we can have a lot of fun with cryptids because
so nobody's going to get offended. UFOs don't count as a cryptid?
No, cryptids are like animal-like.
Oh. Shows how much I know about this.
UFOs are aliens.
I know what... I didn't know if it classified as... All right.
Yeah.
So our first cryptid, huh?
I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
Oh, gosh.
Some people do think that the cryptids are aliens. That's for another show. So, anyway, no new reviews this week. So, everybody, please like, subscribe, all of that. Review. Hey,
reviews, yeah.
We will be getting some new stickers with our new stuff on it. And actually... might give some of those away leave a review. And all that's going to go up on the website, hopefully this week. So send us a story. If you have a story, let us know your cryptid story, because that could be really cool.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a good Show Me Your Booze.
Yeah, we haven't done Show Me Your Booze in a while, and I would like to. So if you want to tell a story, hey, look us up. ShowMeScares@gmail.com. And next week we'll have... some kind of true crime.
Haven't got it planned out yet, huh?
Well, I have a lot of things going on since I'm not in school. I have so many that I can like dig into. What'd y'all think of Sharon Kinney? What the hell is up with that woman, huh? Yeah. Tell us about that too. Anyway, have a great week, everybody. And thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you guys. And we look forward to doing this a long time.
Heck yeah. And see you next week.
Stay safe. Stay healthy. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.